Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 30th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming general elections and the diaspora vote.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has announced that the country's harmonized elections will be held in July this year. September 8th has been set aside for a presidential election rerun in the event that none of the candidates gets more than 50% of the votes in the July 30th election.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has also indicated that the nomination court will sit on June 14th. At the same time, the Constitutional Court has ruled that Zimbabweans living in the diaspora won't be eligible to vote in the forthcoming general elections.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the forthcoming general elections. Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebambe bahlabe Zulu kunjani ke lawo jonga futhi
ndina kunyatsofara nokuti mutongo wangu achifunga kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vanovhota vari kwavari
kuti lava tuya vhota pe
hanzi mufana kuti uya kumusha kunovhota zvino zvakuti titsvage mari dzokuenda kumusha asi zvisinei itafara hedu kuti pane date rekuti kusarudzo chaitwa musi wakati so with that ngiyatava
July 30th abantu vashau X yovano
X
lwana X. Very important.
Yes.
So, okay, Zuruanda Manjoba Skuluma Konaparo Chonga. Namjaka Spoka Nguti, July 30, kuyabe kuvotwa eZimbabwe. Kuvotelwa ke ukhetho lukamongameli, ukhetho lwamakansila, lokhetho lokudinga amalunga edala lephalamende. So, kubuya ke June 14th, isikhathi sokuthi ikhothi okuthiwa yi-nomination court ihlale phansi, ibe sikhangela abantu abazencintisa kukhetho olutshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho lukamongameli, $1,000 ukuthi ukonteste. Kuzobuya olunye ukhetho lwephalamende, kuzobuya lwesenate, kule mali ezijiyeneyo ke ezifunakalayo. So ke nxa sesikhangela ngokhetho lona ngwalo, siyabona ukuthi jonga, khanye ngazani sibili, kulamabandla amaningi azangena kukhetho lolu. Njalo ilanga idate leyo 30th, 2 months ukuthi abantu bakwenze khonoko. So bakhona bathi uMnangagwa umongameli ukwenze kuhle ngemfanelo. Kube khona abanye bathi ngani wephula umthetho
wakhanganisa
yeso sizezwa bazasithe
tichanzwa kuti zvinonzi chi
kunjalo mfoyi
ndizvo zvo hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoyo yatsanangurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube yezuva resarudzo ratarwa kuti musi wa 30 chikunguru 30 July 2018 ndopachaitwa sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika sarudzo dzekusarudza vachamirira matunhu muparamende kana zvatinoti nhengo dzeparamende pamwewo nesarudzo dzemakanzura vatiwo zvakare kana sarudzo idzodzo pakava pashaya anokunda kana kuwina musarudzo dzevatungamiri wenyika idzi panozoitwa inonzi runoff musi wa 14 September ndopanenge pakuzotasurana vanenge va kudiriraiwawo kuti vange vachikwikwidzana muranoff asi panotarisirwa kuti dzimwe nguva zvinogona kubva zvangopera musi wa 30 July iwoyo kwozotiwo vati nomination court panenge pachizoiswa mazita evachada kukwikwidza zvichange zvichiitwa musi wa 14 June asi sarudzo tanzwa zvakare unzi mazuva esarudzo vanoda kuvhota gore rineri kuti vange vachinyoresa kuvhota zviri kuvharwa musi wa 1 June unove musi wechishanu svondo rino pobva pavharwa unokwanisa hakuzoramba uchinyoresa
kotwa uyavhota nini
unenge wauzovhota
2023
asi kana unoda kuvhota gore rino
tamba lamhla
svika nhasi mangwana nemusi wechishanu
peredu ya kunjalo ke Zulu yamuzi jongo uyakhuluma sibili xa ufuna ukuthi uvote lonyaka hamba uyevota uyebhalisela ukuvota lamhla kuphela isokumnyama khona lezi baba Pamhembalisela kusasa.
Akuna zvemanhero.
Ai ai. Ah, okay. Vaita labo tsika mutando zvamako. Soke uyahamba kusasa kubuhamba mhlaka 1. Soke nqa ungehlule kwenza njalo ungabhalisa mhlaka 2. Ah, soke ilahlile. Sokumele vote ngo-2023. Kuze buya vakhala diaspora kuthi ali vote. Sicela ukuthi sikhulume ngakho nokho sponsor singenzani. So let's hear Mr. Mnangagwa saying something about the forthcoming elections.
For a general harmonized election in Zimbabwe on the 30th of July 2018. So from today, the campaign is on. From today, individually and collectively, we campaign for ZANU-PF to give this country a resounding victory by the Revolutionary Party. We should not be afraid. We should enjoy the little parties which are making noise around the country. Who must enjoy that? If you would not enjoy the election campaign without these little parties also making noises. But we must remain united, non-violent, because the victory is ours.
And that is President Emmerson Mnangagwa is very confident there. He's looking very confident in terms of winning the forthcoming elections. And he says campaign time is on.
And you heard him describing the other opposition parties, small parties. Let's hear from Dr. Alex Magaisa. Tina, Dr. Alex Magaisa Barunare, Vanue Nyanzie Zvemutemo, Varimuno, Washington, D.C., Mawarikita Shizidzo. Alex, Dr. Magaisa, toko gamuchira ine mufaro pachirongwa pedu. Itanzwa deti ra domwa ne mutungamiri wenyika musi wa 30 chikunguru 30 July kuti ndo richaitwa sarudzo zviri pamutemo here zvaitwa na vamunangagwa
mutemo unoti my election anofanira kuitwa at least at most within 30 days before the expiry term ya president saka mazuva aya tanga musi wa 21 July or 22 July kusvika musi wa 21 August. Zvinoreva izvo kuti zuva ratarwa ramusi wa 30 July riri within the period inobvumidzwa ne constitution. Zvangu sarawo kuti pane zvinoda kugadziriswa kuitira kuti vanhu va prepare for the election asi pari zvino changopo ndechekuti mapato nevari kuda kukwikwidza vachitongoshanda nezuva iro riripo nekuti handioni richifara kachinjika ndoratopo 30 July 2018 musi wemakwikwi
pane vamwewo Dr. Magaisa vari kuti varesva vamunangagwa kutara zuva iri pasati pane gwaro revavhoti kana kuti voters roll munoti
zvazviri zvinhu zvakanaka kwazvo kuti paite gwaro remazita evanhu vanovhota inonzi voters roll nekuti ndiro rinotaridza anovhota neasingavhoti iko zvino zeki yanga iri mubishi rekuti inyorese vanhu gwaro iroro hasati ravapo kuda va neconfidence yekuti rishange ravapo mutemo wedu pane pandaverenga iko zvino pamutemo wakachinjwa unotiwo gwaro rekuregista vanhu irori rinovharwa 2 days after the proclamation yaitwa nhasi saka zvinoreva kuti vanhu vanoguma kuregista 2 days from today mutemo wedu magadzirwa waitwa ndowekuti proclamation inotanga then kupedza kuvanhu vanoramba vachiregista 2 days afterwards saka ndoona kuti gwaro rinofanira kuti rigadzirwa ringe riri clear kuitira kuti zvinge zviri pachena nekuti kana gwaro risina kumira zvakanaka sarudzo yedu inokwanisa kukanganisika kuenda kumberi uku
Now, Dr. Makaisa, in English, you know, it seems as if there are some people who are saying that the president is offside in terms of proclaiming the date for the elections. So what is your take on that?
Well, the reading of the recent amendment that I've just quickly gone through, mm-hmm. I think it's section 26A, it says that the voters' roll registration will close 2 days after the proclamation of the election date has been made, which therefore suggests that the people still have 2 days in which mm-hmm. to complete the registration. Then afterwards, of course, ZEC has to ensure that there is a finalization and clarity on the voters' roll. So I would like to hear the grounds upon which the submission is being made. It may be that the electoral amendment has been done in a manner that is contrary to the Constitution. But at the moment, in terms of following the electoral law, it seems to me that people still have the opportunity to register, and they should use the next 2 days to do so for those who haven't registered to make sure that they are on the voters' roll.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. We've got another question for you in the next round of issues that we're discussing here. So, okhulunywa-ke lapha ngubaba Makaisa, uDr. Alex Makaisa, ukuthi umnanga kwa ngabe enze kuloko khona emthethweni ukuthi kumele akhulume uyilanga lokuthi kumele ukhetho lwenziwe nini. Njalo-ke kumele kuvalwe i-voters roll 2 days after khonapho nxa sekuproclaime ilanga langkhona. So-ke yena ukhulume lamhla, ngakho-ke i-voters roll iyavalwa mhlaka-1 ngoJuni, kutho ukuthi i-2 days lezo. So kuzobuya-ke kulabanye abathi hhayi bekumele ukuthi kuqale kukhithwe i-voters roll engakakhuluma okuningi. So now we're joined by Mr. Kalipani Pukeni. He's a member of the MTC led by Ms. Tokozani Kupe. He's based in South Africa. Mr. Pukeni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening to Zimbabwe and good evening to yourself.
Yeah, ngamafutshane sishaye ngesintu sibili lapha baba. Ubona njani konoko sokukhulunywa ngumnumzana uMnangagwa ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwa mhla ka July 30?
Well, mina ngiyajabula ukuthi ukhetho sesikwazi ukuthi luzoyenzakala nini. Njalo njengoba uDokotela Magayiso sethilo, ngokomthetho le-Electoral Act entsha evunyelwene, ngicabanga ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa usemthethweni ukuthi akwenze okuselungelweni lakhe ukuthi akwenze lokhu akwenzileyo. Inkinga enginayo ngaye ukuthi abantu be-diaspora or abantu abangaphandle uqhubeka ebavalela phandle. Engafuni ukuthi labo babe nesabelo noma babe nabakuchoyo ukuthi ilizwe libuswe kanjani. Kwakuqala laba bantu bangaphandle kwelizwe ngoba baxotshwa igovernment yakhe. Government yakhe yabanye abachaya, abanye ababulala, abanye abancitha umsebenzi, abafana nathi abamarginalize, kwadingeka ukuthi abantu baphume baye ngaphandle kwelizwe bayozama ukuphila. So kumele laba bantu bathi babe nomutsho nabo ukuthi ilizwe libuswa kanjani ukuze phela babuye back ekhaya. Akasafuni ukuthi baparticipate, kusanjiswa kanjalo. Okwakuqala kuthe kurejistwa lapha, kuthe ngoDisemba bebuya abantu bezovakasha ekhaya, wabekhupha ama-registration centers esifana nasegodini nalaphana komthitheli, wakhupha wonke lana esenzela ukuthi abantu bengakwazi ukurejista. Namhlanje use-announcile i-date yakhe, akasayifaki ngesabatha njengenjwayelo ukuthi abantu bebevota ngesaturday, seyifaka ngesande senzele ukuthi abantu abakudiaspora bengakwazi ukubuya bezovota. Kodwa utshaye phansi ngoba abantu bediaspora I am sure ukuthi bazothatha isikhathi, bathatha ama-leave emsebenzini, babuye bezokhuluma, bakhuphe le-government engcolile ehlukumeza abantu kanje.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Bugeni, sicela ubambe khonapho. So he says people are really determined to vote and they want to remove the present government. But he says he's disappointed that people in the diaspora were not given ample time to actually register to vote. Mm-hmm. So that's his primary concern.
Okay. Regaiti muza kuna Dr. Magaisa, nyaya ye diaspora vote. Mutongo wabuda nasi, munoona osei imi?
Well, I maone rangu anikati ndashamisika. I am not surprised by what has happened. Matare edu have never been really pro the right of the diaspora to vote. I've been watching my election for quite a number of years, and also the right here diaspora. Muna 2005, pakaitika attempt to challenge mtemo wa Zimbabwe kuti vanhu vane diaspora vavote. Dare guru rezimhosva ipapo nguva iyoyo Supreme Court yakaramba. And the judge akapa mutongo iwoyo ndiva Malava, ivo vava Chief Justice iko zvino. Pakaitika futi imwe challenge muna 2013, zvakare vamalava vanga varipo and nemajaji iwo aripo vakaramba zvakare. Saka ni zvekuti dare raramba iri pakatouya nyaya iyoyi mumatare, ndakatoti kungoitawo haito asi kuvaraidza nguva, nekuti majaji aya akabvuma nyaya yediaspora vote. Saka hazvindishamisi, hazvinda kutombondirwadza, nekuti ndagara ndakatoziva kuti ndozvichaitika. Ndo maitire dare racho panyaya dzeright yediaspora kuvhota. Kunyange zvazvo bumbiro remutemo richibvumidza kuti vanhu vavhote, asi havadi.
But before this ruling, Dr. Magaisa, the government announced that it was not able to cater for the diaspora vote because of restrained, because it doesn't have the necessary requirements for people to vote, especially the resources. And also ZEC announced that it was not in a position to do that. Do you think that has anything to do with the outcome of the court? Could that have influenced the court's decision?
Yeah, it's difficult to tell because I understand the court simply made an order. They said they'll give reasons later, so we can only speculate. But my view is it might have had an impact, the view that the government has held. But I just think that the judges take a very conservative approach to the right to vote. In fact, the 2005 judgment I'm referring to by Justice Malava indicated that the Constitution did not even recognize the right to vote at that particular time, which was odd, because, you know, the right to vote is one of the reasons why people went to war in the 70s. And so their position has always been very conservative when it comes to the right to vote, and in particular to the diaspora vote. And regardless of whether it's the issue of resources or not, I'm sure they would have come to a similar conclusion. The idea of restricting the franchise and keeping other people outside the electorate, the franchise, has always been a feature of our elections, and the establishment takes a dim view to this. And of course, I mean, the excuse by government is unfortunate and regrettable, because look, Zimbabwe had 5 years since 2013 to prepare for the election. And the idea that suddenly there is not enough money, there is not enough resources to cater for the diaspora is disingenuous. They just don't want the diaspora to vote, and I think they should be open about it.
So that's the end of the story now.
Well, I think for the moment it's the end of the story. We would like to have a look at the judgment to see what reasons they've given for refusing to give the order. My view is that also sometimes we need to be very strategic about these things. And I often talk to my colleagues in the pro-democracy movement, in the scholarly community, legal community. You know, we always bring these cases on the diaspora vote on the eve of the election. It's not the best time to bring these cases, because there are too many considerations that influence the decision of judges. Sometimes it is better to actually bring these cases in a non-election season, when the emotions are less high and when judges are able to at least exercise their minds without being influenced by an impending election. Because all the cases that have been brought before the courts have always come at a time immediately before the election. And my suspicion is that the judges also get influenced by the politics of the time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Magaisa. We actually requested you to come on board, you know, in a very short time, and you said you're going to have a commitment. But thank you so much for coming.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. Bye. So maybe we can go back to Kalipani Pukweni Or we can read one or two messages on Facebook.
I think I can read from the Shona Facebook page. Tina Mkoma Stuart Muza. Nzindoda kupinda mulive talk ndibate iwo. Tishaiza kubabata namba zao tina zopano. Kuya Fortune Fortune. And we want free elections. Don't rig. Kuya wo Philip Chipadza. 2 months from now, I think it's a good timing. But our concern inye ballot paper. Varuta rininye mazuwa ekuvota. Then anzine vamwe. Mshamarari Zimbabwe need free and fair election. Ajigwa ngabude. Ndi Isa JJ Mfumi. And zio ndiwe erewa Mfumi. Vatino ziwa. Vanyora ish. Kuya Maxwell Kyle. And I don't think cadres like Mchangwa will hand over power. I doubt. Definitely that will not happen. But ayoka. Atinga ite zvokufungi zira. Tino ziwa kutikana wajigwa wanufuma kutu wanenga wakundwa. Kana yewa Mchangwa, wakatawara utkana waka jikiwa, wanofuma kusia chigaro. Saka shini usha, tinge shingo tari sila ushineti, kantuwa mwatina wa gibs.
Wefoti busani mbuso ntini, who writes, diasporans should withhold any remittances to Zimbabwe the entire month of July in protest. Then he writes, hashtag, no vote, no remittances. Mr. Pukweni, your take on that?
Yabona abantu bakithi they are angry, and it's understandable why they are angry, because every time masokufika isikhathi sevoti siyatshelwa ukuthi ayikho imali, kodwa imali yokuthenga izimoto zigcwalise ubuso bukamnangagwa as if he's a new person, zigcwele yonke indawo. Kuthiwa i-new dispensation, angazi what is new about Mnangagwa. We remember the guy, the role he played in the Kukrawund atrocities, the role he played in the erosion of the quality of life of our people. From 1980 up to today, the man has been nothing but a disaster for our country. So today we are sold to this army, a man wearing a scarf even in a hot environment, and we are supposed to be excited about that. So I want to say to our people, instead of withholding remittances, because when we do that, we punish everyone, because literally Zimbabwe has been closed for business, and it still is closed now. So when we withhold remittances, as we are in the diaspora, which means our parents will die, which means our young brothers, our sisters, and our children will die. So we must send those remittances. But this is a strategic move that we must do. We must convince every one of our parents, every one of our cousins, friends, family members, that they must not vote this evil system. We have that capacity. So that is what we must do. We must actually vote in this election by our influence or through our influence. We can participate in that manner. So, yes, I would say, no, let's not withhold remittances, but let us use our influence to remind our people that there is nothing new here. But a vote from Mnangagwa, for the people of Materialism, is a vote for marginalization. A vote from Mnangagwa for the people of Zimbabwe is a vote for oppression, is a vote for partisan distribution of agricultural inputs. A vote from Mnangagwa is a vote for the same old that has been happening in the past 38 years. Surely those of us that have lived for the past 38 years, we know that there is nothing to celebrate. There is nothing that Mnangagwa has done. Surely by saying he has done reforms, what reforms are we talking about? We can't celebrate someone allowing us to live peacefully. That is a right for every Zimbabwean. So that can't be celebrated. It's not a plus. That's what he must do as a president anyway. So there hasn't been opening of the airwaves. There hasn't been opening of opportunities. People are still trapped in this deprivation trap. And the only people with opportunities are his family and friends. I was once at the airport with his son, who was guarded all over by bodyguards, every man. I mean, not every Zimbabwean has that opportunity. We are struggling here. We are struggling to put bread on the table. And here is a man claiming that he is the solution. He is indeed a solution, but for his wife, children, and friends, and his comrades only. Zimbabwe deserves better.
Thank you.
Zimbabwe deserves the best. Zimbabwe deserves somebody who is a president for everyone, the whole country.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's get into the show another guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. And how are you this evening?
No, we are good, and maybe Jonga can pose a question to him.
Not really a question. First, his take on the proclamation of July 30th as the date for elections. Do you see your party ready for this date?
Very much ready. Mm-hmm. That is the advantage is that the one who does it, who is responsible, whose ball is in his hands is the president of our party. And our party is very much ready. I see no reason why we should be worried about some of these things. Really, we are ready for the election, very much prepared.
Mm-hmm. And on the diaspora vote, what's your take?
On the diaspora vote, I don't want to dwell much on the diaspora vote because already it would appear as if those are people who were... it's a matter of saying those people who are registered who are out there. They can come and vote at home if they are registered voters. Mm-hmm. They are welcome. Preparing for that because we have 2 months to go. They can make all the preparations, arrange so that they can come home and cast their vote.
So apparently, Mr. Kaule, we are talking to Mr. Kalipani Pukeni. He belongs to the MDC led by Mr. Ozani Kupe. And he says there's no apparent reason why a Zimbabwean should vote for Mr. Mnangagwa as the next president. He says ZANU-PF has totally failed. ZANU-PF is a party that is not worth voting for. What is your take on that?
Oh, it's a pity. It's really a pity to learn that there are some people who are still backward. And I want to tell you something. The only excellent material that you have at the moment is Emmerson Mnangagwa. Look at what he has done. For those people who are still dreaming, let them come back to life and say and realize what Mnangagwa has done for this nation within a short space of time. All these other changes that he has brought about, really, let's learn to appreciate good people. That really, Mnangagwa has done a lot within a short space of time. And what about if he is then given a mandate by the people to go for 5 years? Honestly speaking, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. The man really has done a lot, and he is capable of doing more for this nation. Let's give him the mandate and just wait and see. It's only that these people, at times, there are people who in the opposition would think the only way to do things is to be in the opposition all the time. But let's learn to appreciate if let's say someone in the MDC does something good that I feel is good for this nation. Let us learn to appreciate good people.
Kodwa ke baba Kaule batho abantu bathe hey ababoni next la nxa sukhangela imali akula mali abantu batho njalo jonga kuzobuya ke nxa sukhangela eZimbabwe imgwaqo lokhile amapotholo lokho kunjalo nxa sibuya ke ezitolo lapho kudla kukhona kodwa abala mali abantu akula msebenzi pho ke babe sithi umnanga kawenzeni ukuthi abavotelwe ngamafishane
kodwa uyazi kids mfuna ukutshela enye into isihlobo sami asiphumeni ekutheni abantu sibe ngabantu bamaphathi sibe ngabantu abakhangela izinto ngelisho elokuthi kanti lokhu okuyikho likuphi yikuyini le yimbuzi le ngeyini ngensikazi ngenduna let's not pretend as if singabantu abangaboniyo siyizipofu into eyenzakalayo le asikhumbuleni gidi ukuthi ilizwe leli omgabe balibule balicaqada balicaqada bazolahlela phansi isikhathi esiningi ilizwe ligaqadwa lezalazabuka phansi bakhetha isikhathi sokulungisa lesi gidi kulomunye ubunzima obukhona ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esifitshane esinjengalesi akula nto engabe isilungisiwe kathesi iyadubo lwemali lwadalwa yibo bona banomgabeni la ehulumende yakhe introduce ama-bond notes adalela uduko ama-bond notes la yaxotsha imali kunkulunkuzeni so umuma wakhona wasokuyikuyesokuyibonga ubamba ngamandla nje kubamba ngamandla but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi gibs ungakhangela la indlela la amazwana la asefisha ukuthi asisekele ngawo amelele kuphela ukhetho lolu lungaba free and fair free and fair. Yeah, kono ku president afuna akula muntu osechaya omunye lapha, akula muntu othwani, abantu bazikampenela freely and kumele kube njalo, kungaba le free and fair elections. Umnangaza awini anikwe imandate ngabantu aye phambili. Kids ngibilisi umuntu wona, abantu labo bafisa baphile inkosi bayigcine baphila ukuze babone utshintsho oluzaba khona kuleli lizwe.
Yes, cela ubambe konapho ke mnumzana sibona zansi sihlobaba lapha ecingweni.
Yes.
And that is Dr. Wangu Mazotse. He is in the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mazotse, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, welcome. How are you?
No, very fine.
Penyo. Nyatru kurukura ndiyo yezwa ratarwa muswa 30 July sezwa resarudzo. Vati nao parunare, vanga vachitsana ngurao, maonera auta, vavakutaura ndava believe gaule vezano PF. Imi ose MDC tino tungamirwa na vachamisa, munoti iwo nenyai.
Izo tinoti, vamunangagwa, havana kuita chidu. Kuti waitira vanhu veZimbabwe favor nokuti he did that thing more than his duty kuti vataure zuva resarudzo asi vamunangagwa havasi kutarisa kana kucherechedza zvinofanha kunge zviripo sarudzo tisati taenda kusarudzo pane nyaya dzichine bopoto dzichine gakava pamusoro padzo nokusajeka kwezvinhu mamiriro kana kuti maringe nesarudzo takatarisana nadzo dzinosanganiswa printing yemaballot papers kuti ari kuitwa kupi uye zviri kufamba sei nekuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinofanira kunge zviri pachena uye kusunungurwa kwenhepfenyuro munyika yeZimbabwe hakusati kwavepo tikutarisa tinoona zvakafana neherald kana kuti mapepa enyika anobhadharwa anosustainwa nemataxpayers vanhu anobvisa mari dzemutero vari zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe ari kunyora maarticles anopfuura 20 10 ndo minimum pazuva anotsoropodza mapato anopikisa kana kuti bato guru rinopikisa rinova zvakariri bato guru munyika yeZimbabwe Movement for Democratic Change rinotungamirirwa naAdvocate Chamisa saka izvozvo zvinotiratidza kana kuti zvinobudisa pachena kuti hurumende yeZanu PF navamunangagwa havasi sensiye havasi kurevesa panhau yekuti change tine sarudzo dziri pachena uye dzina kuvhundutsirana nokutyisidzirana
Well, that's Dr. Mazotse.
Yes.
He was saying that President Mnangagwa is mandated by the Constitution to do that, so he did not do any favor to Zimbabweans. But he raised the issues of printing of the ballot paper. Yeah, he said that that's an issue that was still outstanding, and the media coverage by those houses under government, they are not giving opportunity to other political parties, especially his party, the MDCT. Led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Those are some of the issues you said should have been addressed before the proclamation of the date.
We've got Poppy T. Chakachira on Facebook. He says, what has Mnangagwa done? We have seen that he has done nothing. And he says, Faith says, the changes that have been done are not transpiring on the ground. On the ground, we are seeing nothing. And then we've got Hudson Michael Mugwamba, who says, what really are people saying about ED? ED has done nothing. He had a perfect opportunity to show what he can do, but Dololo. You know this Dololo stuff?
What does that mean?
Nothing. So, Baba Kalipari Bukwen, we are Zwela Lapake, Baduba Kuluma Smiluti, Umnanga Kwan, Joa, and Wokalis Leo, Uzumnanga Kwa, I would tell him for Tele, Aumela, Ukambe, Lokalok. Kodwa ke amabandla aphikisayo amagamgama elinye libe ngale kuleli kakhuphe kuleli kaChamisa kuleli kaMjuru kuleli kaZibani bani kambe lenzani bukweni
right before ningena kuwe ngifuna ukuphendula obaba wezano othesi backwards mnako kasenzwe kuningi yazi into enhlekisile bengimlalele ngithi uzoqala ukubala ukuthi mnanga senzwe 1 2 3 akabalanga lutho you can't even pointed one thing that this so-called president or new dispensation has done. Because he can't, and then he goes further to blame Mugabe. But he forgets that the same Mnangagwa was the trigger man for all of Mugabe's sins. Everything that Mugabe did or is credited to Mugabe, Mnangagwa was the front man. He was the person implementing every wrong thing that has happened to this country. And the unfortunate thing is that he seems to not to have the same capacity as he was doing the evil to now change and do right. So hayi umnangagwa nje ukudlala ngesikhathi akula lutho lapha nje akaretire ubaba una 75 I think 76 akaretire nje ayophumula sithathilizwe nasigijime lapha uDr Khuphe uready ke ukubusa nizokhumbula ukuthi ngesikhathi seGNU nguye owayebheka ama social services health education social security akekho umuntu ongaziyo ukuthi education sector eZimbabwe yayisiphelile kungaselato kungasayiwe ezikolo kungasasetshenzwa ndivini ezibhedlela uyena owavusa zonke lezi zibhedlela konke nezikolo zavula namayunivesithi ngumsebenzi kaDr Khuphe lo. So angila valo angesabi mina ngiyazi ukuthi mayephiwe ithuba lokuthi abuse izimbapi izimbapi izosebenza futhi abantu bazodla abantu bazophila. I also want you to notice ukuthi the constitution of the country gives us its devolution. Devolution chaza ukuthi abantu bendawo bayakwazi ukuzibusa. Le nto yokuthi abantu basuke emakhaya le eBaitbridge, bo Victoria Falls, be drive besiya Harare umuntu esiyalanda ukulungisa i-birth certificate, bo passport landana ayilangqondo le nto. Yokuthi umuntu ofuna ukuthenga something eMutare, ofuna ukuthengisela i-city of Mutare isithi kanzile mtare kumele aqala approve eHarare angijabona. So i-devolution kumele iyenzakale, mayisenzakala abantu bazibuse ukuqhamukana oku division yama opposition
konapho
lokho because the division ikhozwa ngama policies and values that we stand for.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Umnangagwa yena lama Vanguards bayafana ababambane nama Vanguards thina esimele peace esimele progressive policies ne tolerance sizoqhubeka nabantu bezimbabwe vele ngoba yinto efuna ngabantu.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo konapho ke ngcono singenise Mr. Wangu. Mm-hmm. So what Mr. Bugeni is saying is that Mr. Ozani Khuphe is ready to rule, and you know, if she's given a chance, and he says devolution is the way you know to go, and then he says, you know, at the end of the day, you find that the situation in Zimbabwe is open. You know, Zimbabwe is open for all parties, so it's okay to have that kind of competition. But they are sticking to constitutionalism and all those kind of things. So he thinks maybe they are going to win and stuff like that. Maybe we can
bring in, I think we have, Mr. Gaule has been holding for some time.
Let's go to Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, your take on the comments by the two gentlemen who spoke ahead of you?
Yes. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I was listening carefully, but I'm a bit worried about those people because they are saying I didn't mention what Mnangagwa has done so far. It's not true. I mentioned really quite a number of things that Mnangagwa has done, that he has done within a short space of time. And I would want those people again to be patient and wait and get a copy of our manifesto. It's already out, and they will be able to really identify things that Mnangagwa has done for this nation. And this is exactly what I can say. The manifesto is very clear, and everything is there in the manifesto, in our manifesto. Our manifesto is a tomato. It's a money maker. It's a tomato. It's a money maker. You know, that's where they must be. Get a copy of our manifesto. You are going to use this manifesto in all, even in the local languages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mazotze. We see that there's this issue of division in the opposition, and the elections are only two months away. So, is there any way that you can actually reconcile with your other colleagues before the elections?
Yeah, let me answer that like as follows. The Zimbabwean elections in 2018 is basically a contestation between two political outfits. There is the incumbent, which is Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF, who are currently running the country, and there's the opposition, MDC, which is actually coalesced into an alliance led by Advocate Chamisa, with about seven political parties, many more still coming up. I want to prove and demonstrate that the battle is between ZANU-PF and the MDC alliance led by Advocate Chamisa for the following reasons. The government clearly knows, or the current ruling party knows, who they are fighting. You never, ever find the government in their media, the state media,
fighting any other political parties, because there are 133 political parties in Zimbabwe. Some of them, they're one-man band, one-woman band. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention all of them. But if you observe the political terrain, there will never be any article or any demonization of any other political party except for the Chamisa-led MDC alliance. So every day you just go into the media, you see, even today they will talk about, they will try to misconstrue, misinterpret any statement by Advocate Chamisa. They would never go to, I so much respect Dr. Kupe, but I can say she's safe politically. She's politically insulated in terms of attacks from ZANU-PF for the good reason that like polls attract and unlike polls repel. So unlike polls attract, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that the ZANU-PF will never attack anyone who is not a threat to them. That's why they attack Advocate Chamisa. So I have so much respect for Dr. Kupe, and I believe that one day she will come, also come to her senses and come back home where she's always open and she will always be welcomed. She's a founding member. She's welcome any other time to come to the light, to come to where the people are. But I can say that at the moment she's safe. She's insulated from ZANU-PF attacks. So we cannot be distracted by concentrating on those small issues. Those are basically side shows, as just Advocate Chamisa said. So the battle is against ZANU-PF and to bring a better life, a new beginning, a new narrative, a new governance culture for Zimbabwe. So we cannot concentrate much on discussing of all those 120-some, 130 parties. Instead of just looking at the missing the goal, we are fighting ZANU-PF. We are trying to bring a new narrative. Mnangagwa has lied to the people. He's just done nothing. He's got no vision. He's got no future for the country. That's why when Advocate Chamisa talks of all those bullet trains, to him, he is so mentally retarded that he doesn't even believe those things can still materialize in our lifetime.
Let's not use some terms. They're very, very strong to say somebody is mentally retarded when somebody has not gone to a place where the person was checked and certified as such. So maybe let's avoid this kind of discussion.
I didn't say mentally disturbed. I said retarded.
Yeah, it almost says the same thing. So let's not argue much on that, but on factual things.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me say he's not yet mentally there.
No.
To grasp and understand.
You remind me of a certain guy who used to teach us media law. You know, you use different terms to define the same thing, right? That's what lawyers do anyway. So anyway, let's go ahead. Thank you for those kind of...
Okay, let me say, Mr. Mnangagwa is intelligent, but not at the pace which Zimbabwe is going at the moment.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, you know. So maybe let's go to this.
Mr. Pugeni. Mr. Pugeni, maybe you want to respond to Dr. Mazodze before we go to Mr. Gaule.
Yes, yeah, indeed. I'll start with ZANU-PF. He never mentioned a single thing that Mnangagwa has done. And if he did, I'll urge him to remind me or remind us. I didn't hear that. I would not say much about Mazodze because he comes from a position of superiority and supremacy. He thinks that the people of Zimbabwe can't see what he is doing. For me, the election is not between ZANU-PF and his outfit. For me, the election is between the good people and the bad people. And the good people are represented by Dr. Kupe. She has subjected herself to all the processes, despite the humiliation, despite the threat to her life. Everything that this government, in cahoots with the outfit that Mr. Mazodze represents, in other words, the Chamisa outfit, you have seen the violence meted against her, even as a woman, in full view of the police and the international community. And nothing has been done, which shows you that the ZANU government is working with the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa in all of these human rights violations, in all of this violence. And I'll go further and say, ZANU is saying they haven't done any violence up to now. They have through the so-called Vanguard, the infamous Vanguard, because ZANU has just been watching and almost allowing them to do everything they are doing with impunity. And that shows you that the two are together. And when I say that this election is between good and evil, Dr. Kupe represents the good and the others represent the evil that the country has seen all along. And you can see even the lying they are doing. I mean, just now we're waking up to the reality that somebody claims that he is the one who came up with the police, the ICT policy of Rwanda. Yet we have a poor ICT policy in Zimbabwe when he was a minister of ICT. So you are dealing with liars here who lie naturally. You are dealing with evil people who are evil naturally. And Dr. Kupe represents a change, the real change that the people of Zimbabwe are looking for. Mm. Clean politics, smart politics, politics of tolerance and politics of inclusion, including everyone that wants a new Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Pugeni. And, you know, we are lucky that we got a video of Ms. Priscilla Chikumba, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. You know, for a refresher, you know, I see that these guys are now, you know, you know, at each other.
Charged,
so
yeah.
let's take a commercial break and get into other things. So the issue here is Ms. Priscilla Chikumba is talking about what is going to happen in the elections. Where are the results going to be posted? And what is going to happen to the results? You still remember, Chunga?
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, it took about 3 months.
3 months. And so let's this listen, time, yes. She promises 5 days.
Let's listen to it. What does she say? I think we've got a video.
The registration of voters using EDR was to facilitate the compilation of a voter's list. However, voting is still manual. We're not going to be voting electronically. Therefore, the compilation of results and the announcement of results will be as it has always been in the past. At ward level, results will be counted and posted outside the polling station, announced at ward level, announced at constituency level, and at presidential election level, results will be announced within 5 days of the date of polling day, as is mandated by law.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there you are. Yeah. 5 days ukuthi kukhulunywe ngokuthi presidential election banqobileyo njalo sizokubuya ama ward kuyananjetiselwa
constituency regai tinzwe vagoronga vari parunhare muteereri wedu makadii vagoronga
tinofara makadivo vakuru
taaiwa takasimba tambokupai mukana wekuti munzwe mashoko kune vadare vatiinavo pamwe chete nhama yechigumba saka tambokuti mubate muripo chitipaiwo pfungwa dzenyu
Imira gai nditange nenhau yekunzi vari kunze kwenyika havange vasingabvumidzi kunge vachivhota panguva ino vari kunyika dzavari izvo hazvigoni kutityisa nekuti zvakangogara zvichingovako kubva sekuru varipo zvaingotsikirirwa saizvozvo vanoziva havo kuti kana vanhu ivavo vakavhota zvinenge zvaawedzera mutsindo zvakanyanyisa asi isu hedu sevanhu vanochide nemusangano nokuti tive neshanduko munyika yedu yezimbabwe ngatingoti kune vavese vakakwanisa kunge vachirejista vakakwanisa kuenda kuzimbabwe vakandarejista vakadzoka sezvandakaita ini tingangokurudzirana kuti musi wachozve ngatichingondoinda tinopedzisa basa redu ratakatanga nokuti pachaitwa chishamiso chokuti munhu mukuru vamunangarwa vacharyiwa navachamisa pana mudoko kunge machibhisi saka zvose ngatigadzirire kuinda zvokuti muvengi uri papi kana kuti vanotirongerei ivava vamunoona vana mai Chigumba vakamirira vheti ndopamuchavona vachitora nguva kuti vabudise marizauti nokuti zvinenge zvonyadzisa kuti mamiriro azvange zviri asi zvegwendo runo nyange vakada kubira nyange vakada kudii zvokwadi ngena dzasunura ngatirambe takabata mupini watakabata uyoyu tirambe tichirova nyange rikavhara kumeso hatisaregedza tsvimbo tinosvika chete kwatiri kuenda
aiwa maita basa zvikuru vagoronga
tinokutendai zvikuru
thank you so much Mr. Namo Goronga our caller he says that the ruling by the constitutional court is a blow to those in the diaspora But he's urging those who registered to vote to make sure that they go home and vote on the 30th of July.
Yes, bahambe ke kuba bugawule uzwile lapha ke unkosazana Priscilla Chikumba wezek ekhuluma ke babagawule sithi nxa sokubuye zokhetho lapho sokuvotwa ewardini kunapho kuyafaka ama results pandle laphana ukuthi wenele sikuthatha umpikitsha kumwezeni kubuye kwe-constituency khona ukuthi nxa udinga umuntu ozamele kudalela ephalamende kwenziwa khonokho le-senate kodwa ke wamangameli kuza bale 5 days ukuthi kukhulunywe ukuthi mbani onqobileyo liyasuthiseka yini ngakhonoko njengabandla.
Ye siyasuthiseka kakhulu ngakhonoko ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi indlela kuyabuqoqo ngayo ama results la ukuthi amanye ahlabekwe ebala emdulini ahlabonakala ukuthi nanga ama results noma nxa iparty nayinye ngayinye iyabisithi ukuthi nxa ama results lase fakwe emdulini lapha omunye lomunye uyathola ama polling agents abathola bela kulanto iqatshayo ngoba ama figures ama polling agents ama party wonke abiselayo even nanga ama results bathi besazi ukuthi kuyini okukhona abakutholayo kuphela. So izethi yabikhulu umsebenzi wayo kuphela gate lapha ngoba okucacayo ukuthi ama results ayahle efakwe emdulini lapha na asakhanye ngemva kokuthi ukhethe ukuvota sokuthi kwenziwe. So yinto engiyibonayo eqhakazekile kakhulu ngoba lama polling agents ayabe khona ebese sithathela ama figures nala sebenzenze abakwenzayo ngoba bayahlanganisa umvenza angakari announce ama results athi bewazi ukuthi ama results aminjani konke akunanto efihlwayo kwaba yonke into isegcekeni.
If I may bring a quote there by Joseph Stalin, you know, he said, what is important is the person who counts the votes and not the voter. So in this case, the people that are counting the votes in Zimbabwe, are they more important than the voters?
No. Gibbs, ngakutshela into eqhakathekile. Ivota iyeqhakatheke kakhulu ngoba umuntu ovotayo nguye ovele kwenzelwa yena. Ayisukutilwana umuntu. Umuntu ivota iyeqhakathekile. Nguye umuntu oqhakathekile kakhulu esingakhuluma ngaye. Onguye yabelindele futhi azwe ama-reward ladder. Kodwa ungakhangela Gibbs. Isikhathi lesana yes, ungaba abantu bayakhathe bayakhathazeka ukuthi bayefuna ukuthi ama-reward ahla announce khonapho khonapho. But ezinye izinto kumele zenziwe phela ngohlelo. Ama-political parties iveki nje. Is an independent body. Iyayingeja futhi lama parties ukukhuliswane uboniswane izekhi is an independent body. Izekhi ayisho into yezanu PF ayisho into NDC is an independent body yabunjwa nguhulumende emele iengeje ama political parties kuvunyelwane lapho kungazwisane khona kuvunyelwane ngezinto ezinjengazenezo ukuthi abantu bengazalinda kakhulu belindela impumelelo yama results.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. So he says the most important people are the voters and not those that count the votes. So maybe it's something different from how the other parties are saying it.
Maybe. And Dr. Mazodze, tanzwa kuti pachange paine nomination court musi wa 14 June. Gibbs, mari dziri kunzi vanhu vanenge vachibhadhara.
1000 for presidential.
Yeah, $1,000.
$50 for parliament. Then 2010 and some
kumakanzela.
Yeah.
Munoti ine maridzi Dr. Masudzi. Dzinokwanisika here uye zvinhu zvingatambirwa here?
Pana uye mari tinoona kuti katarisa pana ma elections a 2013 MP aibhadhara $10. Pari zvino MP ari kubhadhara $50. Nyika yedu inenge ine mapoka ezvematongerwo enyika 133. Saka vakaita 1,000 vari kuita 133,000. Not democracy is for sale. Nokuti the issues of democracy is our constitutional right to be elected and also to elect. So I want to say the government is commercializing the electoral process in a very, very wrong way. In as much as we've got a standard in the political parties, but it's still inofana kutsvaka a way to qualitate the number of participants other than on a commercial basis, which is a challenge to them. Those are true kuti vanhu atina avoka vane uchenjeri asi uchenjeri hwavo hauendera nenguva yatinayo kana nekwatiriwa kuenda nenyika pasvika nyika yedu, because it doesn't really make sense to try to streamline, because takaita matambudziko tine mumwe nengo yaigokwazokukwidza zvakanyanya munyika yedu yeZimbabwe vainzi va dzine munhenzwa Egypt dzine munhenzwa vaikudikara kazhinji vachitaura vachichema chema nenyaya dzezvemari. Saka ngative ine nzira dzekuita kuti vanokwikwidza vave chaivo the quality of contestants, even the real contestants, but not based on financial matters. That's what commercialized the democracy. Ngative ine nzira dzinogadzirisa. Then just to answer back on the issue ezvanupf yekuti pamakava muchitaura nyaya yekuti vamaipurisira chigumba vakati zvichange zvakachegi zvakazekajekerera zvakaita sei zekuti uye anovhota ndiye ane final say. Unfortunately kuzimbabwe it has never been the case for quite a long time. 2008 president tsvangirai vakahwina election military karamba. 2013 zvakanga zvichitika passing of people kuna Harare East zvikura mazvitika ivo vezanu PF on their own they are rigging their primary elections right now. Yesterday we had a demonstration of students, college students, demonstrating saying that they were paid to vote for a particular candidate in Harare East. So there is no democracy in its own internal process ZANU PF. And then when you move around Harare, you find my boards and a picture of Mnangagwa Kanzi, we will give you free and fair elections. Yet we are saying elections are being run by ZEC. So you see there is a controversy already, because how can Mnangagwa promise people free and fair elections? Yet they are saying elections are being run by an independent board called ZEC. So what, how is he playing there? Is he a referee, a player? What is he? Or both? So it doesn't really make sense. There is a serious interlinkage between the party, the government, ZEC. Everything is just in one. Everything is just immersed into one thing. So this military system of running our government by the junta that has taken power in November last year, does it, can it not end? We will never deliver a free and fair election under the current circumstances. So we are going to an election, the nomination court is going to sit, the elections are going to be there. But these are contested elections from the beginning. Because one people don't want people to end up saying that. But why did you participate into an election when you knew that the elections were being rigged? Unfortunately, the people of Zimbabwe still have to be given a fighting chance. We are going to an election under protest conditions. Because we can see that the terms of the basic tenets of free and fair elections are not yet met. From the issues of the ballot, from the issues of ZEC. Because why is Mnangagwa putting on boards? Because they will give you free and fair election. Who is he? He's a participant. But
thank
he's playing
so
the referee. How is he going to give us when he's also a participant?
Thank you so much.
Under what case?
Thank you, Dr. Mazotz. So now, if you want to contest as an independent,
yes,
you have to pay $1,000. Can you manage?
I'm not sure.
You have to sell your bicycle, right?
Yes, I have to fundraise. I have to fundraise.
Sell 2 cows and
so
three
in,
goats.
So in the end, I will contest as a councillor where I can afford.
Yeah.
You say $10, $20?
You may be popular at national level and very unpopular at local level.
At grassroots. Okay, we can give our guest last opportunities. We can start with...
Baba Pugen. So, akucho kokugcina sibili ukuthi ukhetho selizilungiselele kumbe hachi ngamafutshane sibili kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga Msakazi, ngiyabonga abantu bakithi. Isikhathi sifikile manje, phakamani ngobuningi benu siyevota, sivotele umama angene kuphawa, sidle sonke. IsiNdebele sithi umama uyayibamba ingqamu ngesandla. Ikho sokusenzakala manje, lizwe lishile leli selidinga umama okwazi ukuqoqa izinto akhulise
umntu. Baba Believe Gawule ngamafutshane sibili valelisa uZulu. Baba Gawule
phendile ubaba lwana othena ilokuzene uMnangagwa ukuthi yena uzalinika abantu ukhetho oluthile. Kanti indaba engavumi ukuthi uMnangagwa ukhokhele uhulumende. Uhulumende nguyo o-creator that environment okuthi kwenziwe ukhetho oluhle, yenziwa i-independent commission. Yiko okuqakathekileyo khonokho. UMnangagwa ngupresident welizwe phela. I-government yiyo ebonayo ukuthi umumo wezinto wonke uncedisa khona lapho uZEC edinga khona umphathiswa khona namapolisi enikwe lani lani. Yonke into ihambe ukuthi ukhetho lukhali. Okuqakathekileyo ngithanda ukuthi ngitsho kubalaleli ukuthi hhayi abantu ukhetho luyeza, abantu belalela abantu bakhakaza ukukhakaza ngokuthula, abantu bazakhakaza. Thina njengeparty sifuna ukuthi kube lokuthula, ukhetho lolu lube luhle.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba, siyabonga kakhulu baba Gawule. Yes, babo
Mazotse. Baba Mazotse, mashoko enye yokuphendisela 30 seconds.
Le kusarudzo tinovaka nyika yedu, titume mukomana Nelson Chamisa avake nyika ino. Tinosimba, tinoremekedza vakarwira hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe, asi tichisimbisa zvekuti vose avo vanorwisa vakarwira hondo yerusununguko, vanorwisa mahovhetes vanotaura vachiti nyika itongwe munhu asina kubva kuhondo, tinoti nevasinawo kubva kuhondo
havagoni
kuvhotera wakabva chete kuhondo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Kalipani Bugeni of the MTC, led by Mr. Ozani Kope, Mr. Believe Gawule of ZANU-PF, Dr. Wangu Mazotse of the MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Alex Makaisa, a human rights lawyer. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kande mire, tisinga kanganwo, watereri, wapinda, mchurongwa, nivanga wachuona, nikuterera, mara wakanaka.